Fender covered in cobwebs because no one remembers the rock star dreams that die by the light of the flash of the Wii on those warm southern nights.
All of your thoughts, all of your memories,
people you've loved become sworn enemies.
Just one look in the mirror,
and you look right back in tears. You need to take the outcome, make
consequence,
make a decision, leave the rest of
the okay, I guess I should start the show. I'm a whole minute late. Sorry. Everybody's complaining because I'm like a minute late. So I've been screwing around with audio. Let me know, please, if I sound like garbage or if any audio levels are too low or anything. Okay, notes. I have notes. Notes. Breaking news. Oh, forget notes. Let's just do pranks. I've got this crazy idea tonight. It's something we were doing on the show over the weekend. Ice Goose and What's-His-Face with that one show with the name Larking, Phone Larking. We started calling up neighborhoods. We started like looking at people on whitepages.com and then looking at pictures of their houses with Google Maps, being awesome stalkers. And the only problem was we were in towns, like most towns, I think most towns, you know, people don't have landlines. Why would they? But I found this town from a blog post like months ago. I've been waiting a long time to do this. I've been wanting to do this. Let me find it. And I'm going to refrain from saying the town, even though I'll probably put links in the chat room so you guys will know what the town is. But for being on the air, I'm going to try and not say this name of this town. But anyway, alright, there's this website called sadanduseless.com, which I used to subscribe to their blog. It was Spray's idea, apparently. I didn't have this idea. And it's this police log. It's a crime blotter for an extremely wealthy town, reveals all the nonsense police have to deal with there. I'm reading this, by the way. And it says, it's mind-blowing what passes for crime in a neighborhood where the average house goes for $4 million, making it one of the richest towns in America. And even though I'm not going to say the name of the town, I'm going to say that it's in Silicon Valley. And I'm only saying that because Samantha is in Silicon Valley. So this is like a tribute to Samantha. Everyone should know Samantha. Facebook.com/TheSamantha. And that other thing, Twitter/IamEltonJohn. So this is a tribute to Samantha. She should go and visit these houses that we're going to call. But, okay, here I want to read some of the police blog blotter entries before we started this. Nunu's like, look at UK houses. Shut up, Nunu. Sorry, Nunu. That was not nice of me. I'm sorry. I don't have any Skype credits. I can't call anything in the UK. I'm stuck in the United States tonight. Anyway, okay, police log. There's, like, all these cities around it, and they have completely normal things. Like, a vehicle was struck twice by two males, tried to rob the driver at gunpoint. A female, fearing for her safety, stepped aside and let a carjacker take her vehicle. That's two separate things. A female was robbed at gunpoint outside her residence. Two males took her purse. Okay, but then we come to this $4 million a house area. And I'm going to start reading these. Number one is, a woman told police someone was at her door when she asked who it was, no one would answer. Police responded and determined that the stranger outside had delivered a package. That's number one. Number two, on Heritage Court, a woman whose finger got stuck in a drain was reported to be conscious and breathing. Number three, pedestrian was reported not to be doing anything strange other than wearing black pants and a white dress shirt while walking at an odd hour, and it was 12:19 a.m. Next one, a resident worried that a noisy hawk in a tree was in some sort of distress. When authorities arrived, the hawk was quiet and enjoying dinner. So these people are calling the police for all of these things, these horrible things that are happening in the neighborhood. Police assisted a male who stepped outside onto a balcony and had the door closed behind him. Another one, a resident heard multiple gunshots, and the police responded and found a box of used fireworks. I'm going to read all of these. No, well, maybe I'll read half of these. A person reported seeing a golf cart-type vehicle full of juveniles not using seatbelts. Another one, 10 raccoons were reported to be loitering near a dumpster. They called the police because raccoons were in a dumpster. And it was 12:37 at night. On Rebecca Lane, someone dug a hole in the street. On Queen's Court, a resident told police that a vehicle passed her house two times within the past 5 minutes at 4 a.m. A man with a white truck reported to be whistling and possibly casing the area was contacted by the police and determined to be seeking his dog. Maybe I'll read more of these later. A person was reprimanded for picking fruit from trees on vacant property. About 8 teenagers were reported to be running around the street without shirts, pants down, and underwear showing. Police responded and did not find them. A male was reported to be lying on the ground, possibly riding. Anyway, I think these people could be fun to talk to. And it's like, it's not a small area exactly, but I wrote down like all of the neighbor houses in each of these instances, each of these police blotter things, so we can call them up. And it doesn't have the names of the people that sent in the reports, unfortunately, but it's in their area. Most of the streets are like short streets, so I was able to just get all their neighbors. Let's find the first one. And this could be a huge failure, because a lot of these, it's just hard to tell. And unfortunately, I can't... Okay, I'm going to sign into the chat room with my second account. It's going to be crazy. There's going to be two Roys in the chat room, in the Madhouse chat room. Venditron says they're guaranteed to call the police, and I'm going to not say anything that would make a normal person call the police. I don't want them to call the police. I'm not trying to harass the police here. Though they probably don't have much else to do. Okay, so like I'll post this one. All I can see about their house is they have an old brick wall surrounding it. I can't really see their house because there's lots of trees. It's a really nice neighborhood. There's trees everywhere. Shut up, Sloth. Sloth has to be up in like, I don't know, 4 hours for work, but he's staying awake just to listen to the show, so Sloth is a trooper. He's going to feel like shit tomorrow. He's probably going to be like cursing me all day, especially if this all sucks. Okay, I'm scooting down the road here. Oh, I can see their house now. Alright, so I'm going to just call these people. Maybe I'll tell them to power wash their wall. Maybe they want me to ask if I can have the tree for firewood. I'm going to use that on a different one.
Hello?
Hi. Is this Jan?
Yes.
Hey, it's Roy, your neighbor.
Uh-huh.
I was just calling about the wall outside of your house, the brick wall.
Uh-huh.
It's like, I don't know, do you know what year that was put up?
Where are you, my neighbor?
Huh?
Where are you, my neighbor?
Oh, I live with Howard.
Howard?
Yeah. Just a few houses down. So is the brick wall, is it old? I mean, it looks just... It's
very old. It's been here for probably... We've lived here for 22 years. I think it was here like 50 years ago.
Oh, wow. That is old. Well, do you think you can fucking power wash it? It looks gross. It looks like you're a bunch of hobos that live there.
In front of my house?
Yeah, there's like mold along the bottom, and I don't know, it just needs to be power washed, or maybe you can get out there with a sponge or something.
No, I'm fine with it.
Well, I'm not, is what I'm saying. I'm saying you're making the neighbor, you're bringing down the value of everything. You make this, make it look like
a bunch of... I don't think so. I just sold my home for a lot of money, and people think it was pretty terrific. Well, you have a lot of nerve to call me like that.
I need the name of the person you sold it to, because I'm going to make sure that they do something about it, since you're too lazy to. I mean, something's got to... I'm sorry?
I cannot believe you are making this phone call.
Well, I'm not trying to be rude or anything. It's just...
Well, you are being very, very rude.
Well, I don't mean to be rude. It's just... It looks so old and ugly.
What is your house number?
I'm just down... I'm at 220. I'm down the street.
What is the number? I mean, what does the house look like?
It's Howard's house. You don't know... You've been here for 22 years and you don't know Howard?
What is Howard's last name?
I mean, and then you've got the telephone pole out there with the yellow tape around it. Like, what is that?
That is not my doing. Who are you? What is your name?
So, did you put the yellow tape around, or did the people...
What is your name?
Is that from the city? My name is Roy.
What is your name?
Roy.
Roy what? What is your last name,
The yellow
Roy?
Tape makes it look like a hobo's
What
there.
Is your last name, Roy?
Gerbel.
And your phone number?
Well, it's on your caller ID. You can just call me on there.
It is not on my caller ID.
What's it say on caller ID?
It says Skype user.
Skype user? I'm not on Skype. Ma'am? Oh, she hung up on me. We weren't finished. Maybe she'll pick back up to *57 me. White trash. Yes, Vinditron. I gotta say white trash next time. Hobos and white trash.
Hi, you have reached the... We're not available to come to the phone right now, but if you leave your phone number and message, we will get back to you just as soon as possible. Thanks for calling. Bye.
I'm laughing at the chat room. I always do that. I'm sorry. Hey, Jan, we got disconnected somehow. I'll try back later tonight, I guess. I'm not sure what happened. Maybe my Skype crashed or something, but I'll call back. Thanks. Bye. Okay. That's a problem, because everyone here has home phones in this neighborhood, and they're all listed, by the way. I mean, at least they're on white pages. I don't know if that means they're listed, but I don't want them all to see Skype caller, so I'm going to play a song here, a really awesome song that you will all love, I'm sure. What song should it be? Let's see. But, you know, while I'm gone, I'm going to change my Skype caller ID so that they have my real number. But that'll be okay, because I want them to have my real number, so they can sue me, since it's probably a neighborhood full of lawyers. That'll be fun. Be right back. Okay, sorry I took so long. I had to set up a few things. Okay, so I have got it not going to my my thing. It's not going to my Skype, but it's going to a number. Oh, I should make it a number I can pick up if they call back. That'll be perfect. But here's the message they're going to get whenever they call back. They're going to see a Washington area code. Let's get to the next one. So that was Jan. I'm going to call a neighbor of Jan's. And she had someone in her house is named Michael, so I'm going to be Michael. Alright, so people are not going to see Skype anymore. They're going to see a real phone number, and when they call it back, it's going to be a voicemail with my voice on it. So I might get some hilarious, angry messages. So we're calling James. Oh, wait. I gotta look at his house first. I almost forgot. Oh, that's weird. It's the same brick. Maybe they're sharing the brick wall. Okay, well, this could work out good. I'm going to yell at them to power wash, too.
Hello?
Hi. Is James around?
Who are you?
Oh,
Who's calling?
This is Michael down the street. Next door. Yeah, Michael.
Michael down the street?
Well, yeah.
Do you know Michael, Jim?
Well, I can talk to you. It's okay. Is this Annette?
Yes.
Oh, hey, Annette. It's Michael. I was calling about that brick wall in front of your house. You know that brick wall?
Yes.
Do you think maybe you could wash that tomorrow? It's really dirty and ugly. Would you be able to wash it?
Probably.
Well, maybe tonight, do you think? So, like, when I leave for work in the morning, it's all clean?
Michael, you awakened us.
Oh, you shouldn't go to sleep so early. Come on. Like, do you have to be up early or something? What? Annette? Okay, I need to call back.
Thank you for calling the Please leave your message.
Jimmy, pick up the phone, Jimmy. Hello, Jimmy. Jimmy. I'll call back. Someone named Roy from the chat room says that old people go to bed early and get up early because Old Country Buffet doesn't do breakfast very late in the morning. So that's the reason, if you've ever wondered about old people. Oh, come on, Jimmy.
Thank you for calling the Please leave your message.
Jimmy. Hello, Jimmy. Pick up the phone. Jimmy? Annette? Run to the phone. Hello, Jimmy. Jimmy,
are you there? Jimmy.
Okay, I'll try back in about an hour. Hopefully you'll be up by then. Okay, bye. All right, let's delete that one. Oh man, it's so hard to delete things on this. Man, this brick wall, I didn't realize it before, but it runs all the way down this street. Like, all the way down. It covers several houses. Which is weird. I wonder who owns it then. Like, are they allowed to get tired of it and take it down? Or do they just have to keep it forever because it's old? Here's another lady, though. She also has the brick. Wait a minute. This is on a different street.
Hello?
Oh, hi. Is this Jean?
Yes. Who is this?
Oh, it's Michael down the street. Michael Roy.
Who?
It's Michael Roy. Hey,
I don't know a Michael Roy.
Oh, well, it's okay. I'm calling about that brick wall in front of your house. Like, I was driving.
Yeah?
I noticed the brick. Like, is there any way you can go out there tonight and just wash it? Because it's really dirty. It's filthy. It looks like it hasn't been cleaned in, like, at least a decade. Like, the part by your house.
Excuse me?
The wall. It's like you don't care about if we look like hobos here in this neighborhood. Like, we're all...
I beg your pardon. That wall was pressure washed about 2 months ago.
Oh, you can't tell.
It's old. It was built in 1907. So if you bought a house in anywhere near that wall, you should have known that. It's practically on the National Register.
Really, a wall, a brick wall. It's filthy. And
that's exactly right. And it's been maintained. And I don't appreciate this phone call.
Well, I don't appreciate you lying to me about it being on the National Registry. She's gone. They get upset easy. Ram wants me to call her a fat, stupid bitch who's ignorant. But that's not very nice. That's mean, actually.
Hello?
Hi, Jean. We got disconnected.
No, I hung up on you.
Oh. Well, can you stop making the neighborhood look like we're just a big neighborhood of hobos and white trash people?
Okay. I'm going to call the police department right now, and I consider this a harassing phone call.
No, come on.
And give them your number.
No, don't
Thank
do that.
You.
No, I'm not harassing. I won't call again. I promise. Oh,
yeah, I promise.
Okay. I think this police log is online. So I think maybe that police log could get interesting over the next day. No, I'm not going to say that. No, I'm not causing calls to the police. That's not true at all. And I don't appreciate the accusation, chat room. Dick Soup is like, ask her if her pussy is on the National Registry. Two calls is harassment. That's not true at all. And the police aren't going to be fazed at all. They're just going to be like, ah, another one of those neighborhood people. The neighborhood that I'm not going to say the name of, even though she just did. They're just going to be, yep, it's one of these crazy, stupid, time-wasting calls that we constantly get from them. Okay, this one is hard to tell from Google. It's hard to tell which is which. Which house is which house. I don't know which one's theirs. It's a circle. And they all have trash cans. There's a wall that does not look like it belongs on the National Registry. It's like, looks like an adobe wall or something. It's all yellow. I should have asked Jean to go out there with a paintbrush and paint the bricks. That would have been great. Oh yeah, I'm going to post. Alright. I just posted in the chat room. It's going to take a second for you guys to catch up. But if you have any suggestions about this one, let me know right now. And I'm going to call it right now. This guy's name is Howard. So, like, if this works out, and apparently it is, because we've gotten three people that were pretty amusing, in my opinion, I've written down about 100 of these. Like 100 numbers from like different neighborhoods that all those different police blotter things were from. Like 100 numbers. I don't think I'm going to be able to call them all tonight. Alright, no suggestions in the chat room. I'm going to call right now. Ow. That's the thing about these rich people with their million-dollar houses. They have fancy things like fax machines.
Been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
And they have, you know, alarm systems that need, you know, landlines to call out on. All their fancy little thingies. So that's
been forwarded to an automatic.
I gotta wait for the fax machine to shut off. Tyler's like, ask if it's all right to put a glory hole in the wall. That's the best thing ever.
Hello?
Hi, is this Susan, or Janice, or Diane?
I'm sorry?
This is Greg, your neighbor?
Yeah.
Oh, hey, I'm calling about that, are you sitting down? I have news. I'm afraid I have news. Are you sitting down?
Yeah.
You are sitting, or are you laying down, or sitting, or, I have news here.
Yes. Are you at the gate?
No, I'm not at the gate. I'm at my house. I'm your neighbor. but you are... Are you ready for the news?
Yeah.
Okay, there's a trash can sort of by your driveway.
Okay.
And it tipped over. It's on its side. It's on its side. It's, like, tipped over. I don't know what to tell you. I'm not sure which one it is. It's, like, a dark color.
Oh, okay.
But it's tipped over. And I'm not sure what you want to do. Like, if you should call somebody. I'm so freaked out that I saw this. And I'm sorry that I have to be the one to tell you about this.
Okay, no problem.
But it's on its... The trash can is tipped over. Completely tipped
okay.
over. Like, and the lid is fallen open.
Okay, no problem.
Well, it is a problem. I mean, it's on its side. Is this connection okay? Can you hear me?
Yeah. I have my son, husband go pick it up.
Oh, is he going to do it tonight? Because, I mean, I'd hate for it to still be tipped over when I go to work in the morning.
So, you at the house that's Mrs. Murdoch's house, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that the old bag's name? Wait, do you have the house? You have the one with the wall, right? The adobe-looking wall? The low-rent-looking wall? Or do you just have the hedges?
Oh, just the hedges.
Oh, okay. Because I was going to ask the adobe people if I could put a glory hole in the wall.
No, we'll come look at it. No problem.
Oh, are you going to check right now, then?
Yeah.
Okay. I'd bring your husband and, if you need any help, just call me back, and I can help you guys put it back up, right?
Okay, yeah, don't worry, really.
Okay, all right. Well, I'm glad I could help. I'm so glad.
Okay, it should be okay.
Yeah, I mean, but it is on its side, and the lid's open. It probably smells.
Okay, well, don't worry.
If you don't pick it up, it's probably not going to make it through the night.
Oh, okay, well, thank you for telling me.
Yeah, I mean, you don't want it to be on its side all night.
No.
That'd be crazy.
Okay, well, thank you. We'll go fix it.
You're so welcome. Godspeed.
You too, thanks.
Well, she didn't get mad. Come on, lady. I'm taking notes on these in my handy dandy notebook. So that's like a third of the numbers I have just on this page. Okay, I have like 7 pages of separate neighborhoods, 7 different neighborhoods, each one having at least like somewhere between 5 and 20 houses each on each page. And I'm only a third of the way through the first page. Isn't that crazy? I can just imagine what she's saying to her husband right now. Maybe I should call her back. Yeah, let me color code this. I'm gonna make the ones I need to call back. They're gonna be green. Call back and ask if the trash can is okay. And I'll put the time next to it. the thing that's really going to weird her out is when she goes out there and it's not on its side. She's not going to go out there. She's going to call the police and have them deal with it. Oh, wait a minute. I don't think I got to that one. Let me get the police log back. Oh, It's right here. It's the next one I hadn't read yet. On Green Oaks Drive, a resident called the police about his recyclable containers. He said someone tipped them over. That is a police log entry. Another one, a lady asked for help finding a lost cat. What the hell? The police are going to like walk around with her and knock on doors? Come on. The legitimacy of 2 members of a religious group was questioned by a resident who told the police that both were wearing business suits and associated with a blue van. So if you see, religious people wearing suits, that's just not right. Clearly. on Valparaiso Avenue, a man on campus reportedly followed a janitor around and asked odd questions. Oh, so that one makes sense. That's a good police log. Some weirdos following you around asking weird questions. On Emily Avenue, to prevent further complaints, a resident volunteered to remove a chair hanging from a tree. Okay, Venditron came up with the best idea ever. He says, call her back later and tell her that a cat's walking around her driveway. I'm going to write that down, Venditron. So, Sloth, are you still here, or did you fall asleep yet? I haven't seen anything typed by Sloth lately. Maybe he's just lying in bed, trying to stay awake. Sorry, Sloth. Holy shit, Carlito's here. Hi, Carlito. Okay, let's make another call. I gotta look at this person's house. Raymond's house. For some reason it's not linked. I hope that lady doesn't think I was trying to lure her outside. Crazy paranoid people. Alright. This person has garbage cans. They have bells on either side of their driveway. That's great. You need bells on either side of your driveway. Here, let me post this one in the chat room for you guys. Oh, look at that mailbox. That mailbox is not classy at all. Something's got to be done about that mailbox. That mailbox will not do. It's... okay, so this is one that has a different area code. Like, way different. Like, Southern California area code. Instead of Silicon Valley. So, you know, I have no idea. There's a lot of this. And I don't know if it's like, you know, maybe it's a summer house, so I guess maybe I'm not going to reach their house. I'm going to reach the owner that lives in L.A. And it's no good.
You have reached a number that has been disconnected.
Balls. All right. Deleting that one. Balls. That mailbox really pissed me off, too. Alright, just give me a second here. I'm sorry it's quiet. Oh, breaking news, everyone. This is important stuff. Breaking news. Okay, breaking news number one is that I just realized I have the wrong microphone thing hooked. It's never mind. I'll fix that in a second. The breaking news is the switch to Thursday night starts next week for Carlito's show. He's been doing Sunday nights for, I don't know, most of the past year, but he's switching back over to Thursdays. So not this Thursday, but next Thursday. And does that mean that he's not going to be doing a show this coming Sunday? I don't know. Nobody knows but Carlito. Carlito actually did a show Monday morning, which was really funny. Good stuff. It's you should go to youtube.com/madhouseradio, and it's the latest show, and it was funny stuff. He called about a lot of jobs and stuff. All right, let me fix this microphone issue. Give me 1 second. God, I can't believe that. So once again, let me know if there are issues with audio. Hopefully I sounded okay before, though. Alright, I'm going to call one right now. I'm not posting the link in the chat room. I'm just going to do this one myself. I'll probably have enough of these left over so the next time Carlito does a show, I can send him a few if he wants them.
You have reached up.
All right, let me play a song and I'm going to get to the next one. One song only, probably not even a full song. I'll be right back. You're going to live forever and ever 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 and ever.
Meet a lot of people in emergency rooms who got anthracosis consumption or womb fever. June Cleaver never suffered. She had the penicillin. No expiration when she mothered her. No good little death poop.
Hello?
Oh, hey, I was calling for Ralph. Is this Manuela?
Oh, you got to Johnson Residence.
Fuck. Fuck. God damn it. Shit.
Bye.
Bye. All right. Delete that one now. All right, here's somebody with a big fancy iron gate with one of those call box things where you push the button and I guess ask permission to come in, ask them to buzz you in, and the gate opens. So I just posted it in the chat room. They have a nice big house. I'm trying to read what this little yellow sign to the left of their gate says. It says notice, and then there's a bunch of small writing. Probably something about trespassers. They have a brick wall. I think they need to power wash their brick wall. I ran over their call box. No.
Hello?
Hi, Steven?
Yes.
Hey, it's Roy from down the street.
Okay.
I'm calling about the brick wall in front of your house.
Yeah?
It's like, to the right of your gate, it all looks nice and clean, but then to the left, it looks like shit. Do you think maybe you could have your wife go out there and clean that up?
Sure.
Because, it looks really ugly.
Yeah.
Maybe you could put up, like, a wooden fence or something.
Certainly.
Do you think you could do that for me?
Sure.
And would you mind if maybe I installed a glory hole in your wall?
No. Who is this nut?
Nut?
Yeah.
No, I just need to know if I can install a glory hole in your wall.
You can't store anything in the wall.
Just a glory hole. It's the
You're not installing anything. It's a historic wall. Can't be touched.
It's not an historic wall. It's ugly. I mean, it's falling apart.
Yeah. So what nut house are you coming from?
Can't you power wash it? I mean, it's like got green mold.
Yeah, I might power wash it, but what kind of a call is this, and what kind of a person are you?
Maybe you could take a paintbrush with red paint and paint the bricks.
I think you need a psychological examination. Yeah.
Is that your professional opinion?
Yeah, it is.
Are you a professional?
It's an unprofessional accommodation to your comments.
Okay.
Where are you coming from, and where do you live?
I'm just down the street, just a couple houses.
Yeah, what
down.
House? What number?
301.
Yeah, and what do you do?
What do you mean, what do I do?
Well, what do you do for a living?
That's none of your business. Don't be so nosy.
Well, you're calling me in the middle of the night. Who are you? I don't even know who you are.
Well, I'm calling because your wall affects me. I have to drive by it every morning when I go to work.
Yeah.
And it's ugly. Uh-huh. It's got green mold all over the bottom of it.
Yeah.
It needs to
What else is bugging you? You have a mold. You have a phobia against moss?
No, it's just ugly. It's just, you need to get Susan out there to clean it up.
Uh-huh. So who are you?
I have told you who I am and where I live.
What's your name?
Roy, again. Okay, I'm gonna let you go. Okay.
Do you have a last name?
Make sure you get out there and clean it up. Preferably.
Yeah. Do you have a last name?
Clean up your wall. God damn it.
Yeah. Do you have a last name?
Listen, God damn it. Clean up that wall.
Yeah.
Please.
You're the weirdest call I've had in a whole lifetime.
Really?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it is.
It's not that weird though. I mean, you know.
Well, it is really.
It's not because. I can't believe no one else has called and told you to clean up your wall. It looks like garbage.
Well, when we moved here, it looked bad. We had it power washed numerous times.
You make it look like it's a neighborhood of hobos.
I know. It's just terrible. I'm going to go by and look at your house at 301. I hope it's a nice new home.
It is. You're not going to find anything wrong with it. So if you feel like you need to call me back and complain about my wall, I don't...
Do you have a wall?
It's none of your business. Don't worry about my
wall. Well, why would you call me in the middle of the night?
It's not the middle of the night.
Well, it's about 11 o'clock.
That's nowhere near the middle of the night.
Well, it's late.
It's been dark for
what? For a living?
Dark for 2 hours, right?
Yeah, what do you do for a living?
That's not the middle of the night.
No, what do you do for a living?
Why should I tell you what I do for a living? That's none of your business.
Well, I'm curious because it's kind of obnoxious call in the middle of the evening then.
Okay.
It's not late, it's the middle of the evening.
Okay, that's better. At least you're not exaggerating.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah, I don't know who you are, and you know, I'd be happy to power wash the wall, but it seems like a very peculiar call in the middle of the night.
Do you think you'll do it tomorrow?
And why do you even have my phone number?
It's listed.
So, I mean, this is a real bizarre call. I just
why would you put your phone number in the phone book if you don't want people calling you?
Well, I really didn't, but they screwed it up when we had a don't call.
Yeah, number. You just blame everything on everyone else, don't you?
Yeah, right. What do you do for a living?
Why do you keep asking that? I'm not going to tell you. I'm hanging up.
Because you sound like a nut.
You're freaking me out with your crazy questions,
you
psycho. Goddamn hobo.
Okay.
All right, bye.
We'll clean up the wall, but
okay.
I don't know what the hell is going on with your head.
I want it within 24 hours. Please clean it up.
No, I won't do it till the weekend.
Well, that's good enough. That's good enough. Thank you.
Yeah, bye.
I appreciate it. I really do. I could hear the wife in the background. Wow, an historical landmark, that wall. That's weird. That's really weird. I didn't see your idea, Tyler. I would have told him I was a Walmart greeter. But I missed it. All right, let me... I don't know which guy I just called. Crud. What did I just call? Oh, it must have been this guy. Okay. Why was he so concerned with my job? That's pretty weird. Okay, so his name was... What was his name? His name was Steven. So I'm going to call the next person, and I'm going to be Steven. Because they live just on the same side of the street, just a couple houses down. And I'm going to talk about their trash cans. Oh no, this show, it stopped on Madhouse. Carlito, why does this keep happening? I keep getting kicked off Madhouse. I don't know why. All right, I'm back on Madhouse. If you were listening to Madhouse, I got disconnected, and I have no idea why. I think Carlito, he's probably sick of my shit. Oh, yeah, Carlito says it dropped 5 minutes ago, so some of you may have missed part of that. It looks like most people are listening on Phone Losers tonight, so maybe it's best if you switch to Phone Losers for the night, because I'm broadcasting on there, too. Just go to the website. And it will automatically be playing. I've never had this happen to me, though, with Carlito's stream, so I don't know what's going on. I'm going to post the latest, the one that I'm getting ready to call. I'm posting it in the chat room. Next. Let's see. We're going to call Mary's house. Sorry, everyone. The previous call, it wasn't that amazing, so you didn't miss anything really great. You know, it could be because I was too quiet there for a second. I know my stream used to drop when I was when the stream was just completely silent. It would get errors and stuff.
Hi, you've reached 3.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
Tyler wants me to tell them to trim their damn mailbox.
Hello?
Oh, hey. Is this Mary?
Yes.
Hey, it's, I'm one of your neighbors. I'm calling from down the street. This is Steven.
I think you have a wrong number.
Well, is this not Mary and George?
And you're calling from down the street, and this phone number's from Washington, isn't it?
Yeah, it's from my cell phone. I'm from Washington originally.
Oh, all right.
Duh. I'm just calling about your garbage cans. There's a problem with them. Did you know about that?
No.
Well, it's like... I'm sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead. I'm just wondering why you're calling at 11 o'clock at night about my garbage cans.
Well, there's a problem with them. It's like you're facing them all different directions. They're not all facing forward. And like when
No, they're not.
They're all in different directions. It looks like hobos live there. Like
is this a prank call or something?
No, I'm calling from down the street, and I have to look at them every single morning when I drive to work. You've got
Where do you live on my street? I think you have the wrong number.
What? No.
I don't have garbage cans that are all cockeyed. They're straight, and I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, maybe you're just drunk when you set them up, because they're definitely crooked. Like,
you know,
they're all
maybe
facing...
I don't think I can talk to you right now. I'm sorry if you're offended. Maybe you better call the police or something.
Why would I call the police over trash cans? That's stupid. Is that what you would do?
Why are you calling me at 11 o'clock at night?
Because your trash cans are retarded. It makes it look like hobos live here.
All right, I will fix them for you. No problem.
Can you fix them now?
Sure.
Do you promise? I'm going to drive by in 30 minutes, and they better be fixed.
I don't have any garbage cans in front of my house right now, so
you don't?
I think you have the wrong number.
No, you're the one with the gate with the vertical slat type things, right?
No.
And the big dumb bushes?
No, it's not me.
Oh, really? Well, I'm sorry. I must have dialed the wrong number.
All right. Yeah, I think you did. I'm sorry. I don't have garbage cans out right now anyway. All right. Well, good night. And please try not to call so late, all right? Thank you.
Whatever.
Okay, good night.
Don't need to be rude about it. Google Maps lied to me. It says this is 465. Wait, and what's across the street? Ugh. Yeah, she only has two trash cans out. They're both crooked, though. For some reason, Google had me looking at the wrong side of the street. Damn it. Damn it, damn it. Ugh. Damn it. Alright. Let me get rid of that one. Looks like I'm still on both streams. Narwhal says everyone needs to go to tinychat.com/cactusthis. For people who have a foot fetish, I would go in, but I can't handle any more windows. I have too much stuff open right now. I think I'm going to call Sarah Howard. I think her trash cans are all crooked. And this is a problem. This needs to stop.
Hi, you've reached the house.
She has to get up and run across her $1 million house. It takes like 5 minutes. That's why I have to keep calling.
How you reach the house? Leave us a
message. Whatever. I need to call that lady back soon. I want to finish up everyone on this page first, and then I will call that lady back and see if she turned her trash can up. I could say I ran out and did it for her. I didn't want her to get hurt.
We're sorry, you have reached a number that has been disconnected or is no longer in service.
The hell was that? It's like a crossbar switch or something. Alright, we're gonna call Gary.
Hello?
Oh, hi, is this Catherine?
Yes.
I'm calling from Royco Construction. We're doing some street work here on Coglin, however you pronounce it.
Yeah.
And I need to let you know, you're the one with all the crooked garbage cans, right?
Yeah.
The house.
The what?
You're the house with all the crooked garbage cans.
I don't know.
We're going to be doing road work tomorrow, so the only street out of here is going to be completely blocked. Like we're digging it up right now.
On Coghlan Lane?
Yes.
How, right now at 11:30 at night?
Yeah, we do it at night, so we don't affect people. But I think we're a little bit shorthanded tonight, so we're not going to be able to have it finished by morning. So at the latest, we're going to be able to let you out of the street is by 3. I mean, you'll be able to walk out. You just won't be able to take your cars.
And starting when?
Right now, immediately.
Oh, my God.
I mean, we've got...
Because I've got a house filled with boys that uh-huh. need to go home.
Well,
there's been no notice of this or anything, that we couldn't leave our houses.
Maybe you can take a bus. Like, I think there's a bus stop a little bit down the street. But you're the house, I mean, you're 99. Your house number is 90?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, you're the one with the crooked garbage cans. It looks like hobos live there because they're all switched in different directions.
Yeah, whatever, possibly.
Okay, yeah, but probably 3 or 4 p.m., that's when we'll have the road open. They told me I had to call and notify because we were shorthanded tonight.
Alrighty.
We're going to be starting that right away.
Okay. Thank you.
If you want to get your car out real quick, maybe we can move one truck before we start digging up the entire road.
What are you digging for?
Just redoing some sewer, some drainage lines, drain lines. Yeah.
Alrighty. Thanks.
And there's a brick wall out here. Oh. I needed to tell her about the glory hole. Nunu, what about your firewood? I missed whatever you said there about firewood. Oh yeah, firewood. I want to cut down trees. They're probably historic trees protected on the National Registry.
Hello?
Hey, Catherine. Do you know who owns... It's Taylor again from Royco Construction. Do you know who owns this brick wall here at the end of the street? Because they're not answering their doorbell.
I have no idea.
We're going to be installing glory holes in the wall. We're going to be, like, drilling out holes for glory holes all along the side up to the gate. But we need to let them know that we're going to drill holes in the wall.
I really don't know. Sorry.
Well, if you see them tomorrow, let them know we put glory holes in the wall.
I don't even know what that is.
Glory holes? You should look them up on the internet. Rich people don't know what glory holes are. What the hell? All right, let's play a quick song, and I'm going to try and... I'm not going to lie anymore. I'm going to eat. I'm going to eat for one song.
See, it's testing itself.
I guess one more thing I could do is I could call that first lady back. She never gave me her name, and there are 3 female names at this address. By the way, that's the other part of this. Besides Google Maps, maps.google.com, I'm also using whitepages.com, and you can put in an address, and it will show you all of their neighbors, and it'll show you like all of the names associated with that address. I assume listed names. I don't think they do unlisted numbers, but I'm not sure. I think it was Tyler, maybe, that told me to say a cat's walking around in the driveway. In her driveway.
Hello?
Oh, hey, it's Roy again. I talked to your wife earlier.
Yes.
About the trash can.
There's no can out.
Yeah.
Our can's rolling.
No, Did she tell you about it? She must have brought it in.
What address are you talking about?
You're at 220.
Right.
Yeah.
But you know, our cans were in since, you know.
Oh, thank God. I'm glad to hear
morning.
It.
So, there's ours. Okay.
Yeah, I was talking about the night before, though. No, don't hang up. I didn't get to the important part yet. Howard? Ow! Fuck. That hurt. Howard got me back. Alright, I guess we'll forget that one. That's the end of page one. So I have 7 pages of these things. I can't imagine me getting through more than just like one more. Maybe I can give Carlito some for his show or somebody else for their shows. Or I can do a morning show this week. The next one is people on Heritage Court. That's where the police log said a woman whose finger got stuck in a drain is okay. She called the police because her finger got stuck in the drain. I guess that's an okay police call. That's not completely ridiculous. Yeah. Here's what we're gonna do. Let me find something. So I stopped doing Michelle tweets. Wow, that's really loud. Tell me in the chat room if that's too loud. Anyway, I stopped doing Michelle tweets because she stopped... Well, for one thing, she stopped tweeting. And then the other thing was that she stopped being angry when she tweets. Like, she tweets a little bit, but it's like a normal person's amount of tweeting. And I'm theorizing that maybe she's hiding all of her tweets. Someone talks some sense into her to help her get a job. So her tweets are like some of the latest ones. That was lame. Well, these are from... These are because I think of Brent Westwood. He set up a fake Michelle account on Twitter, used her photo, used her name, and then just started copying everything she said. Which was kind of hilarious, but God, leave the poor girl alone. Anyway, okay, some of her tweets, they're not angry anymore, as angry. But like, here this one says, my friend is okay, the neighbors are okay, I am not the same thing though, I am trying to be okay. That's almost thought-provoking. My friend laughing at me tweeting says... It's so hard to read her language. My friend laughing at me tweeting that I should not spend all my time tweeting. I should be more productive and effective. Okay is LOL. Another one says, my friend is okay. The neighbors are okay. That's the same one. I am using my real photo of myself 2 months ago in my own name. That is okay, normal thing for me to do. I blocked the fake profile of me, duh. I am me, and that was sick and a weird thing that that guy did. You not supposed to steal from me, mimic me, fuck with me just because could feel like it. That is illegal and annoying too. I am right. I so glad I saw that so could block and report that profile faking me personally. That was so weird and lame. I cannot do anything about some guy's YouTube video that want nothing to do with, I think that's referring to me and my YouTube account, or no part of, and stop, expect me to be able to also. We all dumb cunt whores anonymously then, fucking dumbest woman go to hell ever, did fuck off ever, is not anonymously okay either, nope. I'll just do one more, because these... Shouldn't have done that to me in my late 20s or now ever either. Fucking little whores, go suck your GED losers dicks and fuck off then. Oh no, I gotta read this last one because she says her famous catchphrase. There, the new thing for those candle cooing cunt whores then. Now how I harassed and some moron weirdo makes fake profile of me again. Yep, so that's the latest from Michelle, it's been really quiet there lately. But Dirty Aaron, I think it's Dirty Aaron. Maybe I'm wrong about that. But he stirred things up again by setting up a fake Michelle account where he's just pretending to be her. Nobody cares except her, which is, I don't know, it's hilarious but mean. God, Brent, you big jerk, meanie person. Dick Soup says those tweets make him hard. By the way, I'm going to do this show for the next 4 hours. I hope you guys aren't tired or anything. Here in my notes, I am supposed to ask the listeners if they have the prank show episodes 6 through 10. They're missing. And someone keeps telling me this somewhere, I think on Facebook. The prank show with Rob the Hyena, for some reason, we're missing episodes 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. We have all the rest, but those are missing. And someone told me that it's because Laugh Track Matt was really racist in them, but I can't imagine him letting him on for that many episodes if it was a problem, so I don't know. I don't know if that's the real reason. But if anyone has them, send them to me. RBCP at phonelosers.org. Hi, the inn. Yes, the inn. I'm live. Live! Oh, I found a weird number. It's the weirdest error message I've ever heard. I wish I still talked to Jen Martino at After the Tone. Wait, no, not After the Tone. This is recording.com, because this is a weird message. Jen, if you're listening, I'm turning off the music so you can capture this and put it on your website, because it's really weird. It's a Nextel cell phone number, and here's the message it plays.
The Nextel wireless network was shut down on June 30th, 2013. And this telephone number was not transferred to another network prior to the Nextel shutdown.
That was weird, and then it just hangs up on me. And Skype doesn't know that it's connecting. It doesn't.
The Nextel wireless network was shut down on June 30th, 2013, and this telephone number was not transferred to another network prior to the Nextel shutdown.
Oh, wait, is what's happening is Skype is considering that a busy number, and Skype is hanging up on it. So, let me move over to Google Voice and dial it from there, and maybe we'll get a longer message. I don't think anyone cares about this except for me. I just think it's cool. It's a weirdest message. It's a weird message, not the weirdest message. But... and it does nothing. Let me try one more time on Google. I should try it on my cell phone and see what happens. Yeah, it's not going to answer on Google Voice. Crazy. Crazy. Perth, you're still here. I thought you were leaving. So I don't know. Should I keep doing numbers? Should I keep doing these other six neighborhoods? I've got number two, Heritage Court. And that one looks like it is about as long as the one we just did. Oh, but I don't have links to their Google Maps, so I'm going to have to copy and paste stuff, and there's going to be more silence this time, because I can't talk and do Google Maps at the same time. That's crazy talk. Oh, this place does not have nearly as historical fences as the other place. Alright, let me get a link. I'm going to post this in the chat room. And you guys can tell me what to say. I think that wall looks like ripe for glory holes, in my personal opinion. It doesn't look like a $1 million house. Maybe that's just the servants' quarters and it's in front for some reason. This looks like the hood of the $1 million house neighborhood. tell them their fence needs to look more historical. Okay. Let's do it. Oh no, this is one with an out-of-state area code. This is an Idaho phone number. Balls. Cats and Speed says the trash cans look all higgly-piggly. I would say that, but there's no trash
can. Hello. Please leave a message after the tone. Hello. Please leave a message after...
All right. No answer. So now you guys gotta sit here in silence while I... Oh, wait. I don't want to do that. I'm color-coding things wrong. That one should be green, not red. What am I thinking? Alright, next. We're gonna do Marsh Road. I'll just stop sending you guys the links. It's hopeless. Okay, we're back into a neighborhood that looks kind of fancy. This one has porch lights on either side of the gate. I bet one of those lights could be out. Can't have that.
Hello?
Oh, hi. I was calling for Robert. Is this his wife or something?
No. Who's this?
Oh, this is Roy. I live down the street. I'm your neighbor.
You're the neighbor? On what number neighbor are you?
78. Is this... Are
okay.
You, did I reach Robert's house?
No, actually, Robert, my son.
Oh. I get it. But you are 80...
That's why I was confused.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry to call him your husband. That was... rude of me.
No. I mean, you don't know what's going on. I don't know. 78? You're the neighbor at 78, so you're next to... you're the one that's the flag lot?
Yeah.
Oh, nice to meet you.
Oh, thanks.
On the phone?
Yeah. Well, I just... I'm sorry?
Yeah. How did you get Robert's name?
Well, it's in the phone book.
Really?
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
You mean my number is listed under Robert?
Yeah, it says Robert P. Moore, and it has 85 Marsh.
That's interesting.
Not really. Not at all, actually.
No kid. Not at all? How come?
Because, I mean, what's interesting about it?
Well, he's actually not the owner of the house.
Oh, balls.
He's my son.
He shouldn't be in there at
all. Beg your pardon?
He shouldn't be on there at all.
Exactly.
Being a little freeloader.
No, that's not the case. I invited him.
Oh, well, I'm calling because one of your porch lights is out on the side of your gate, the one on the left. It makes the neighborhood look like it's a bunch of hobos because one of the porch lights is out.
It must have just gone out.
I don't know. I think it was out yesterday, too.
Oh, okay.
It needs to be replaced.
I don't even know if it's on right now.
You're going to have to call someone.
You mean my porch light or the gate light?
The gate light. Yeah, I'm sorry. Not the porch light. The gate light.
Okay, well, thanks for letting us know.
The one on the left. And the one on the right, it looks like garbage because you're using CFLs instead of incandescent bulbs. And I know it saves a lot of money, but come on. It's like a warmer light if you use incandescent light bulbs.
I'm just going to replace with whatever bulbs I'm used to replacing it with.
No more CFLs on the outside. If you want that garbage in your home, that's all right. But outside, you know, I have to look at it. And it looks stupid. It looks like a...
Your opinion, my dear.
Well, my opinion's right, and yours is wrong. Like, don't use CFLs on your outdoor lights.
Well, I use what I like to use. I'm sorry. Well, it's my house. It's my light.
Well, you don't even keep them running. Like, you've got one out right now.
Well, I didn't know. It just went out. So, anyway, I appreciate your call. Thank you very much.
It looks stupid to have one off and one on. Can you at least turn
That's your opinion. That's your opinion, okay? I'll take care of it when I have time.
Can you turn off the switch right now so they're at least both off?
So, yeah, I can turn it off right now. That I can do.
Yeah. Hurry up, because I'm going to be jogging by in a minute. I don't want to have to look at your stupid lights.
Oh, that's too bad.
I mean,
don't jog. Go find someplace else to jog.
No, I'm not going to change my jogging route just
because. Oh, so why should I change my lights to accommodate your jogging?
Because your lights are stupid. You shouldn't use CFLs outdoors. Everyone
knows
that. I
think you are stupid.
Why did they even...
Anyway, I had enough of this conversation. Don't call me anymore.
No, I'll call... If you don't... I would call her back, but that would be harassment, so I'm not going to call her back. Oh, I can't believe her son's name is in the phone book. It's crazy. User machine from the chat room says she dishonors her ancestors. You guys, I'm sorry I don't keep an eye on the chat room when I'm talking. I'll try to do better, because there's good suggestions in here. She was so happy to meet me at first, too. Alright, let's get the next one. Let's see. This is a nice house. There is a political sign next to the driveway. Let me try and zoom in on that. The sign. Oh, maybe it's not political. Or it sort of is. I can't see what the top line says, but it says, "There goes the neighborhood." So apparently she's unhappy with something in the neighborhood. Whoa, no. I accidentally zoomed away. Goat says, "I just got served." It's true.
Hello?
Oh, hello.
Hello.
I was calling for Sophia. Is this David or something?
Hello?
Is this David?
Who is this?
Oh, this is Roy from down the street.
Oh, okay.
It's Roy. I was calling for Sophia.
Hold on.
Well, I mean, I can talk to you, I guess. Whatever. God. Be a jerk.
Hello?
Sophia.
Yes.
It's Roy from down the street.
I'm not sure I know who you are.
Well,
sorry.
You've got a sign in front of your house that says, "There goes the neighborhood," right?
Oh, that was a long time ago.
Oh, it is?
Yes.
That's weird. I thought it was still there when I looked.
I think maybe. And so what is exactly the reason you called?
Well, I just wondered if you're a fan of that movie, too.
What is that?
The movie, "There Goes the Neighborhood," starring Jeff Daniels and the lady from
Home. I don't know who you're calling and why you're calling 11:45, and I'm not sure.
It's got the mom.
What is it all about?
The mom from Home Alone. It's a 1992 comedy with Jeff Daniels and.
Sir, have we ever met?
Well, did you put the sign up, or was it your husband? Maybe he's the fan of the movie.
No, I don't have any signs in front of my house.
I actually love that movie. It's really,
Pardon me?
It's a really underrated movie, is what I'm saying.
Okay, I understand, but I don't think I need to discuss
anything. Okay, well, the conversation is over, sir. Okay.
Yeah. Zolik, just hang up, please.
Well, it's not over.
And
I mean, we're still talking, so how's it over?
I'm not going to discuss any movie at this time, and not with the person I
wanted to know if you guys wanted to trade movies. Like, maybe we could go through each other's VHS collections. Catherine O'Hara, that's the name. Thanks, user machine. And I wasn't watching the chat room again. Are you still there, Sophia? You are still there. What's up? I want to know if you've ever seen... At least I didn't yell the Madhouse chat room like I was doing that one time. Sorry, Carlito. Nobody's called me back yet. It's kind of surprising. Yep, nothing. No calls back. And by the way, that is a really good movie. Oh, not really good. It's a dumb comedy, but it's from like 1992, and I watched it earlier this year on Netflix. And it's cool. It's just weird. It's bizarre. Everyone should go watch There Goes the Neighborhood with Jeff Daniels and Catherine O'Hara. That's what she did to me. She slammed her phone down. I want to call her back, but... Nope, that could... I don't want to bother the police department there. They've got enough to deal with. They've got overturned recycle containers and people stepping out onto the balcony and the door locking behind them. They've got way too much to do there, so... Samantha, are you still listening? Do you think you could drive out to this little town and I don't know, drill some glory holes in their wall, in their brick wall that's on the National Registry of Historical Walls, apparently? Because it's just so beautiful, that brick wall with moss growing all over it. I'm going to capture a picture of that brick wall. And that's going to be my Facebook header image. Because it's so beautiful. Modify says I should call and threaten to report them to the historic listing, whatever, because their house looks like shit. That's a great idea. So, this next one is on Irving Road. Oh, cool. There's a jogger outside their house. Like in mid-stride. He's jogging. I'm going to point... Oh, here. I'll put this in the chat room. Here's the jogger that you can look at. And he's right in front of the house. There's a Google Maps marker on it. They have an iron fence. Brick and iron. Brick columns. Iron fence. I'm going to do Nunu's idea. He wanted me to ask about firewood, and this one looks good for firewood.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
Yeah, we should do a meetup. A meetup for phone losers and Madhouse, and the meetup will be at the wall, at the historic wall. And we'll spray paint it. We're going to spray paint the wall.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
All right. Let me note that one. No answer. Stop it. Stop it.
Hello.
Oh, hi. Is Lawrence there? Is this Mary?
Yes.
Hey, this is Roy from down the street.
Yes.
I was wondering if, like, maybe I could cut down some of the trees, like, by your gate, just, like, right at the gate for firewood.
You know, it's midnight.
Yes. But I was just wondering if that's all right.
I think you'd better call tomorrow.
Well, can I start? I want to start tonight, though. I want to start cutting down the ones just to the right of the gate.
Well, you know, I don't want to wake him up for this.
Oh, well, I mean, you don't care about that tree, right? It's not a very good tree, and I need firewood. Can I just take that tree down?
Hello?
Oh, hi. We got disconnected somehow?
Roy, it's midnight. I have a flight in the morning, and I'm trying to get some sleep.
Oh, well, I'm
You're
sorry.
Not going to be cutting trees down at midnight. I'm not waking him up for this. You'll have to call
okay.
in the morning.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and start, okay? I'm going to just get part of it. She's rushing over to her bank of computer monitors so she can check the camera and see if I'm really cutting down the tree. Is my guess. They're going to hate Roy. They're going to be so mad at Roy in the morning when they talk about Roy. These people have a tree. I like their tree. It's going to be my tree. It's all my tree. I bet she'll miss her flight in the morning because of that call. She, like, threw the phone down and it hit the alarm button, so it's not going to go off in the morning.
You've reached the... Please leave a message and we'll return your call as soon as we can. Thank you.
Kristen! Kristen, pick up the phone! Pick up the phone! Pick up the phone! Please! I want to ask you about your tree! In front of your house. Is anyone there? Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hello? Hello? Hello?
Pick up the phone.
Oh, someone's calling me back. Someone's calling me back. Can't pick up though. Oh, someone. Okay, I need to hook this up. Okay, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, everyone. I've got to switch my account over on my laptop. Oh, hopefully I remember my password. Oh, and I lost the stream again. I don't know why. Madhouse's stream went off, and I was being a little bit quiet there. Maybe that's actually is what's happening. I need to keep music playing so it doesn't shut off. Okay, so I am back on the stream. Okay, I need to get on... Okay, I'm switching things around here. Just listen to me babble for a minute. Oh, there it is again. Okay, I'm picking up. Hello? Hello?
Hi, who am I speaking with?
Roy.
Roy, this is Sergeant with the police.
Oh, hi.
Hi, are you calling a bunch of people in our town?
No. Why would I do that?
Well, I don't know. We've had 4 complaints now, or 5 complaints coming from this phone number.
I just called. I called one of my neighbors, and that's all.
One of your neighbors? So, where do you live at?
So the rest of them are lying.
Where do you live at?
On Irving.
You live on Irving?
Yeah.
Where at on Irving?
Well, it's none of your business.
Oh. All right.
Okay.
Well, here's the deal. Knock it off.
Okay. I will.
All right?
I promise.
Knock it off.
I promise. I already promised.
So you live on Irving, huh?
Yeah. Hey, is it illegal to chop down trees, like, if they're outside of the gate?
No, you need a permit.
Even if it's a small tree, it's, like, only 10 foot tall.
Yeah, you need a permit.
Balls. All right.
All right, Roy, knock it off.
Am I allowed to go into parks after dusk?
No, they're closed.
Ugh, balls.
All right, good night.
Good night. maybe that signals the end of the show tonight. Holy shit, they all called the police. Holy shit. I'm gonna knock it off, I guess. I can't believe that many people did that. Okay, this is a different number. Calling me. Hello?
Hi there, I'm trying to reach the power washing company owned by Roy.
What's the beeping sound?
I'm sorry?
What's that beeping sound?
Oh, my microwave just went off.
No, I don't believe that. I don't own a power washing company. I think you have the wrong number.
Oh, okay. My friend gave me this number.
Oh.
Is this the wrong number for Roy or Michael?
Yep.
Okay. I apologize. Thank you.
That's all right. Have a nice day. Oh, crap. It's on to me. Yeah, I'm going to give the rest of these to Carlito. He can deal with all this. Well, that was a fun 2 hours, right? I had a good time. Maybe we can space this out a little bit and do some more in a few days or in the morning. See, I have this crazy idea with that wasn't another cop, Stream Sucks. I think that was, I don't know which guy that was. I remember I did say Michael Roy for one guy, but that was a completely different number that called me. He's probably in my Skype list. But here's what I got to do. I need to set up a new telephone number on my Skype caller ID. And to do that, you have to send a text. So I need to go to a store, like an Apple store, and send a text to an Apple phone, one of the display phones, because they all have phone numbers. And that way, I can be calling from an Apple store display phone, and they'll get all the callbacks. It's genius. But I don't really want to do one in this neighborhood. I mean, you know, in the town I live in. I need to get one of you guys to do it for me. I need you to... Yeah, that's what I need to do. I could probably convince an Apple store employee to check a phone for me and give me the number. Good night, 3834. Glad you're recording this. I'll try and have this recording up of the show soon. I should probably say thanks to Tyler from IRC. He sent $20. He sent $10 for Rappy and $10 for Carlito, which I have already forwarded to them. So thanks, Tyler. He said, keep up the hilarious shows, guys. And, Yeah. He doesn't want me to do anything for him. He says, keep up the great shows. And I don't remember if I mentioned Perth earlier, but Perth sent in a bunch of money for Carlito only, because he thinks Rappy's stupid. So thanks, Perth. You're the best, aside from Tyler. All right, that's it. Show's over. I'm quitting. I will try my best to get the show up online tomorrow, and I will work on getting a new caller ID for my Skype so I can continue these, because I don't know, that number's sort of traceable back to me. Like, if they Google it, they're going to find something related to me. So probably would be for the best for me to stop for a while and get some sleep. Thanks for listening, everyone. It was fun. All right, bye, everyone.
All the ladies. All the ladies. Yo,
I only got one objective, and that's all, to keep feeding more and more alcohol. So you get your booty on the dance floor, maybe I can see what's under your bra. But all you wanna do is just keep on talking that crap, keep on flapping that trap, and yapping that yap. I wanna give your booty a slap, but you got me ready for a nap. And I don't really care about the cute thing your cat did. You're killing my boner.
Hell with it.
And I don't really care what happened on your soap opera. You're killing my boner.
Fucking thing sucks.
Nobody wants to hear about that bitch you gotta work with. You're killing my boner. Oh yeah, that's some really nice fingernail polish you got in here.
So I just rocked that ass at the game convention. The name's EMC, not like you asked the question. I saw you looking at me while I was looking at you, and then you rolled your eyes and...
Mr. Ironically, you're killing my... Jesus, let your kid cry. She'll set up eventually.
Hello? Oh, hey,
Angie? Hello, who's this?
Oh, it's Roy from down the street.
Roy who?
Jurbel. Hey, I was just calling about that foam pole in front of your house that has the yellow tape wrapped around it.
Uh-huh.
Like, did you put the yellow tape on, or did the city do that? It looks like a crime scene. It's like a bunch of hobos.
Who's that?
No, I'm sorry. It's midnight.
Who's this?
Why are you sorry that it's midnight? Just one last call. One last call.
Hello?
Hey, I was talking to Angie. We got disconnected somehow.
Who is this?
My name is Roy.
Roy, what the fuck do you want?
I was calling about the mailbox next to your gate. It doesn't look anything like your house. It's like you guys stole it from someone else's yard.
Hey, go fuck yourself, Roy. Well, you call me back here again, I'll kick your ass.
Why do you have a mailbox that doesn't look like your home? Okay, now I'm leaving for real. No more calls, I promise. Good night, everyone.
Hey, everybody, we're all gonna get late.
Okay, yeah, your apartment's on fire. See, that's not the point. You're killing my boner.
Waking and baking a cake and I'm taking a steak and you're shaking. What's faking? We're breaking off bread with your family. Your mom ain't understanding me. I speak so candidly, it's hard to stop rambling. Whatever, we're together, we'll always be forever. Like a bad love letter, it's hard to sound clever. As I take a peek at you, that's why they call me Pikachu. Wait, what's this all about your dog and all the tricks that he can do? I'm sorry.
Oh, congratulations, your dog can speak on command. You're killing my boner.
Bark all day, little doggy.
Oh, what do you mean you had sex with Rich Craig? Who has it? You're killing my boner.
These go to 11.
Why don't you just admit it? You're a dirty rotten son of a bitch.
That's a hard-ass lyric.
What do you mean you prefer Diet Coke? That makes no sense at all. You're killing my boner.
Yeah.